The 1993 documentary The War Room was a never-before-behind-the-scenes look at how a political campaign was run, and it made a media star out of Bill Clinton's chief political strategist, James Carville. A new edition has just been released on DVD, and our critic-at-large John Powers has a review.
I think everyone can agree that the Republican Party's search for its presidential nominee has been a long, strange trip. For me, one of the strangest things about it is that after all this time, I barely know who's running Mitt Romney's, Rick Santorum's, and Newt Gingrich's campaigns. You see, over the last 30 years, political strategists have gone from being shadowy figures to celebrities in their own right. Nothing did more to make this happen than The War Room by filmmakers Chris Hedges and D.A. Pennebaker. This 1993 documentary offered a verite look behind the scenes of Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign, making media stars of such advisors as James Carville, George Stephanopoulos, and Paul Begala. Criterion has just released the film on DVD and Blu-ray, complete with fascinating extras in which the film's principles reflect, years later, on how campaigning has changed since then. Now, what made The War Room feel so revelatory was that, unlike traditional campaign films, it didn't focus on candidate Clinton. Instead, it offered unprecedented access to his staffers, who worked out of The War Room, so named by Hillary Clinton, to suggest just how deadly serious the place was. While Bill Clinton does appear, the first time we see him, he's in shorts and an Arkansas Razorbacks t-shirt, he remains a minor player. The movie's real subject is how Carville and company handle his messaging, strategizing, and rapid-fire responses to attacks. It's a hugely enjoyable story. The 1992 campaign was a doozy, especially for Team Clinton, which had to cope with everything from bimbo eruptions to the weird campaign of Ross Perot. We watched them dream up political ads, keep everyone on message. "It's the economy, stupid," became the famous mantra, and spin the media like a basketball coach working the refs. At one point, we see Stephanopoulos being interviewed on ABC's Sunday show This Week and realize that, two decades on, he's now the show's host. Although Hedges and Pennebaker observe this neutrally, the film endows The War Room with an honorable glamour. If Stephanopoulos often seems like a sweet but overbearing altar boy, the campaign's senior strategist Carville is a flat-out movie star. He has the colorful charm of a wisecracking snake in a Pixar movie. Whether he's joking or rousing the troops, this raging Cajun is so much fun to listen to, you see why Bill Hader can still bring down the house doing an impression of him on Saturday Night Live. Here, in an emotional moment right before the election, Carville praises those who've been working for him.
"There's a simple doctrine. Outside of a person's love, the most sacred thing that they can give is their labor. And somehow or another along the way, we tend to forget that. And labor is a very precious thing that you have. And any time that you can combine labor with love, you've made a merger. And I think we're going to win tomorrow. And I think that the governor is going to fulfill his promise and change America. And I think many of you are going to go on and help him. I'm a political professional. That's what I do for a living. I'm proud of it. We changed the way campaigns are run. Used to be, there was a hierarchy. If you were on one floor, you didn't go to another floor. If you were somewhere on an organizational chart, there was no room for you there. Everybody was compartmentalized. And you people showed that you could be trusted. Everybody in this room, everybody."
Carville's entire speech, which is fired by idealism and passion, may well be the high-water mark for our image of political consultants. In the years since The War Room, our opinion of them has curdled. Advisors like Dick Morris and Karl Rove are largely seen as dark wizards, whose brilliance is devoted only to winning. The same thought came up in HBO's recent Game Change, where campaign manager Steve Schmidt urges John McCain to choose Sarah Palin as his running mate to jumpstart his candidacy, whether or not she's prepared to be president. And things were even bleaker in George Clooney's The Ides of March, where Ryan Gosling's brainy young campaign staffer is offered a devil's bargain and takes it. Of course, it's gotten easy to be cynical. Our political campaigns have grown vastly bigger and, for want of a better term, more corporate. Nobody will be surprised if President Obama and his challenger both spent $1 billion to get elected, with hundreds of millions more coming from super PACs that don't even have to say where they get the money. Naturally, there will still be war rooms where strategists shape these megabuck campaigns. And no doubt some of these staffers will be idealistic. But there won't be anyone like Hedges and Pennebaker filming it. In these days of 24/7 media, where even the dinkiest problem can get magnified and go viral, campaigns are obsessed with controlling every single thing, including our perception of the campaign's workings. Watching the War Room, I kept thinking that the most old-fashioned thing about the Clinton campaign was that it trusted anyone to come inside it with cameras running.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed the new DVD and Blu-ray edition of the 1993 documentary, The War Room.